This goes to Jennifer Barnhart, Barnhart, fax 989-817-4602. Regarding Joyce Hettinger, Hattinger, date of birth 12/16/1930. Dear Jennifer, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Hettinger with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was January 29th of this year. She has been referred to a urologist, and she has a follow-up appointment with them next week. Her biggest complaint now is that she has pain after she urinates, although she has had chronic incontinence also. But she is concerned that it's very uncomfortable after her bladder is empty. Then she has severe pain at that time. She has been trying to follow a low-potassium diet also because she's had some issues with potassium being elevated in the past. Her weight is unchanged from her previous visit, and her biggest other complaint besides the pain after urinating is fatigue. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations. She has some dyspnea on exertion that is stable, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no current edema, and she's not been using Lasix because she doesn't have any swelling at all. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Sotalol 80 milligram twice a day, lisinopril 20 milligram twice a day, magnesium oxide 400 milligram daily, hydralazine 10 milligrams, it's two tablets three times a day, Norvasc 2.5 milligram daily. With Lasix 20 milligram daily, she was using potassium 10 mil equivalent. Only with the Lasix, but I told her not to use that at this point. Most recent potassium level was elevated. Physical exam, weight is 139 pounds. Pulse 67, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 120 over 70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft and non-tender, and 1+ edema of the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 9th of 2024. Her creatinine was much higher than usual. She's been running 1.0 up to 1.1 to 1.2. The highest number I have was 1.38 done on June 3rd of 2020. So now it's 1.59 with estimated GFR of 30. So that's quite unusual for her to have such a great increase. She has a calcium of 9.6, sodium is 133, potassium was elevated at 5.7, and she had been eating quite a bit of oranges. When she's had low blood sugar, that's what she'll eat is oranges. Carbon dioxide, 24. Albumin is 3.7. Iron level, 131. Iron saturation is 53. Ferritin is 97. Normal vitamin B12 and folic acid levels. Hemoglobin is low at 10.4. Normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with quite a great increase in creatinine levels over the last 6 months. So we are going to have her repeat these labs in August. I'm going to repeat the iron studies, the retic count, and we're going to check a urinalysis with culture in case the dysuria she experiences after emptying her bladder is related to another UTI. And she will see the urologist next week as scheduled. We're also going to check intact parathyroid hormone level and other renal chemistries. And hopefully we'll see a return to baseline of the creatinine level. If not, we will contact the patient and increase the frequency of lab studies done. We've asked her to follow a low potassium diet, and of course that will be checked again in August. And we are going to have a follow-up visit with this patient in 4 months. Diabetic nephropathy is number 2, hypertension number 3, and that's currently well controlled. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.